message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
So I appreciate our Father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this great commission. Let's jam our hands together to appreciate this great, awesome man of God, a man that has laid down his life as a sacrifice to serve God. And I pray that the Lord will increase you more and more, sir, in the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate Mama for always supporting our Father in the Lord. I pray that the Lord will bless you, Ma, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I appreciate Pastor Okwe. You know, one thing about Pastor Okwe is the energy. It's never down. Always full of energy. I pray that God will bless you, sir, in the name of Jesus. His home is my second home. Anytime I'm in Lagos, I always enjoy being with him because there's no dull moment. I pray that the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. I want you to turn to your neighbor and appreciate your neighbor tonight and say, neighbor, you are welcome to another encounter with the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll be quite fast tonight because of the time that is allotted to me. And I want to appreciate the choir for what they have done so far. Yesterday was a big bang. It was awesome. You know, all through the night, the words of our Father kept coming to me like as if you are seeing trance and visions. And I've not recovered from it. Even during the day today, I was just ruminating over those words. They were just too powerful. Once again, can we celebrate this great man? Hallelujah. There's nobody that was here yesterday that you will not go home with something. I discovered some things that I needed to improve on. I discovered some things that I'm weak at. And I discovered those things that I've not started yet. And I needed to start doing them. And I pray that God will bless you more and more, sir, in the name of Jesus. Tonight, the first teaching is a talk, kind of. Not really much of a teaching or preaching. It's a kind of a talk. It's titled Prevailing Earth Issues Among Youths. Prevailing Earth Issues Among Youths. I want you to know that one of the things that hinders the youth from reigning in life is lack of good health. Just like we've seen in the short video clip, many wasted their life chasing after wealth, not knowing that with health you can get wealth. Hallelujah. And you know, the devil is going about deceiving many youth in the area of their head. Hence, a lot of them are not assessing dominion in life. There is an illusion that is being given to youth. And what is that illusion? The glory of this youth is their strength. Because you are still energetic and you carry some muscles and some biceps. You think that you are healthy. Health is not about how big you are or how small you are. But there is this illusion that devil gives a lot of youth concerning their health. And we'll be looking at this. And many youth are involved in certain things that are negative, that have negative effect on their health. And as a result, they are throwing away their dominion and their ability to reign in life. A sickly person cannot be an effective king. There is nobody that reigns in life and is sickly that can do well on that throne. Some years back, we had a president who meant well for this nation, has 7-point agenda, and he was bent on fulfilling those 7-point agenda, and he was on course, but he was plagued by ill health, and because of his lack of sound health, he could not attain or achieve much, and he died prematurely right on the throne. I tell you, his health status did not start from the time he became president, or the time that he was approaching presidency. It has started from the days of his youth. People that know him very well know him as a chain smoker. A chain smoker. And I tell you, these are some of the things that we'll be looking at tonight. With all his wealth, a lot of people deceive themselves and said, if I have money, I will take care of my health. I tell you, there are certain things that money cannot buy when it comes to your health. Just like we have seen in the video. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And due to lack of this understanding, a lot of fall victim of falling into evil habits that have destroyed their health and destiny. May your health and destiny not be destroyed in the name of Jesus. The book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18. The book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18 says something. It said, having their understanding darkened. Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. The heart of many youth have been blinded to these issues, and that is why they do things that we injure or damage or destroy or hamper their destiny and their health. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. For lack of knowledge. And you know, I really appreciated Pastor Okpe when he was talking about knowledge. And Papa spoke extensively about this yesterday. Because people lack knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge, they are given over to destruction. May you not be given over to destruction in the name of Jesus. And where there is ignorance, abuse is inevitable. When there is ignorance, abuse is inevitable. So we are going to be looking at certain things that are actually plaguing youths of today, and which youth are involved in that is affecting their life and their health. I'm just going to talking about basically two or three of them as time permits me. The number one is drug abuse and substance abuse. Number one is drug abuse and substance abuse. And what is drug abuse and substance abuse? Drug and substance abuse. This is the use of chemical substances that can lead to an increase in the risk to one's health and well-being. The use of chemicals or drugs that can lead to an increase or risk of one's health and well-being. I want you to know this. All drugs are chemicals, but not all chemicals are drugs. All drugs are chemicals, but not all drugs, but not all chemicals are drugs. I'll be speaking extensively from the point of a chemist, not from the point of a medical doctor. But having worked as a chemist for almost 2 decades and being involved in certain drug synthesis, formulation, and packaging and stuff like that, I can tell you extensively that every drug is a chemical, but not all chemicals are drugs. And I can also tell you this, that all drugs are poisons, but not all poisons are drugs. There is no drug on earth that cannot be turned to become a poison. It depends on how you apply them, how you use them, and the dosage that you use them. Your common paracetamol can be used to kill an elephant, as big as an elephant is. Depends on how you use it, how you apply it, and the way you apply it. So, back to our definition. You know, the wrong use of or application of drug or substance is the abuse of that substance. It's not necessarily taking overdose of it. You can take an underdose. An underdose of certain drug is an abuse of those drugs. I'll be explaining them as we progress. For example, if you have been prescribed to take 500 milligrams 4 times daily for 5 days, especially the antibiotics, and you decide to take them, take your drug twice daily for 2 days, and after 2 days you are feeling fine, and you said, I'm not continuing again, you have abused that particular drug. You have underdosed, but you have abused. But there are some drugs also that people take in excess, because the mentality we have is that when you take drug in excess, that's when you abuse that drug. No. You can actually abuse a drug when you underdose as well. You know why? Because when you underdose, what you are telling those things that the drugs are supposed to fight against is that, look, build up resistance. And when they build up resistance, next time you take that drug, the drug will not have the capability to take care of those microorganisms or substances in the body. And thereby, the health and the immune system of such individuals will deteriorate faster than when he has not taken the drug. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, this wrong use of drug or application of a drug or substance is the abuse of such. So, what are some of the common drugs that are used? There are several of them, but I will just be picking the group to which each and every one of them falls into. Number one are what we call the stimulants. Under the stimulants, we have several of them. We have what we call the methamphetamines. The methamphetamines are substance, chemical substance that people take to be high. People call it crystals. Some call it highs. Some call it glass. Some call it speed. And different kinds of names like that. These are drugs that give certain effects in the body. They are stimulant. They stimulate you. They help you to have certain feelings of excitement. And because of that, people indulge in taking such stimulants. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. An example is codeine. Codeine falls actually into about 2 or 3 of these groups. But can be used as a stimulant and can be used also as an opioid. Can be used also as a narcotic. Depends. Opioids are narcotics anyway. Depends on how you use it. So we go on to the second group, which is called the anabolic steroids. Anabolic steroids. These are mainly used by bodybuilders and sex addicts. Bodybuilders and sex addicts. They help you to do a lot of things. Athletes use this a lot. And that is why when athletes perform, they take their urine and their blood and they test them for drug. You know, some of these drugs, you can take them 2 weeks and their effect is still in your body 6 months after. Especially steroids. You can take them now and the effect is still there 6 months after. So they take from these athletes from time to time samples of their urine, of their blood to test if they are using enhancing drugs. These drugs or steroids help you to do more than necessary that a normal human being will do. And there are people that take this kind of drugs. And when they take them, the side effect is later in life. You start having so many life side effects like tremor. They hold the mic and their hand is shaking. Many of us can remember some particular popular boxer, world champion. In his later age, he can't walk straight. Shaking, suffering from Parkinson's disease, archaism, and all those kind of diseases, plaguing such individuals and taking away their lives. And we have people at young age who use this kind of drugs and they cut themselves off. You know why? Their heart will be growing bigger than the body, or the body is growing bigger than the heart, whichever way. And you know, certain organs will always malfunction when you take steroids. Praise the Lord. So I'm just rushing. That's what we call the club drugs. This is the one that is reigning now, club drugs. These are psychoactive drugs that work on the CNS. CNS is the central nervous system. You know, they cause sudden mood changes and make people to be high and people to act popular. You know, example is what we call MDMA. MDMA is an acronym for methylene dioxymethamphetamine. Now, this is the most popular one. There's LSD. There are so many of them. And people take them in clubs. They put it into alcohol. And they take those shots. And they start having mood. They are just excited. They forget about all their sorrows and all that. But I tell you, by the time you go to that ecstatic state, there's a saying that what goes up must come down. By the time you come down, the crash landing is worse than the level that you are. If you're on level 10, by the time you crash to level 2. So to get back to level 10, you need to take the shot again. And you keep taking and taking until such a person takes each of our health or our lives away. May that not be our portion in the name of Jesus. There are several of them. Some of them are known as love drugs. Like these club drugs. Love drugs. Call them hog beans. There's a plant called hog beans. It's popular here. I've forgotten the Yoruba name. Hog beans. People take it, grind it, smoke it, and start smoking it. It's worse than marijuana. Praise the Lord. Then we go to the opioids, which are the narcotics. They are also called narcotics. This includes certain pain relievers, e.g. Tramadol, fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, marijuana. All these are narcotics. And they bring certain rush of energy and high excitement. But after the high excitement, just like I said earlier, comes the crash. And the crash is worse than the highness. Praise the Lord. I tell you, nothing of such can make you to reign in life. It only gives you a sudden state of excitement that doesn't last long. And you know what? It enslaves the mind of such individual and keep them in perpetual bondage. Tobacco is one of such. Tobacco is a greater killer than HIV. People that died of tobacco, there are more than people that died of HIV. Tobacco has killed more people than World War I and World War II combined. And yet, people are still taking tobacco. And somebody will tell you that my father smoked in 76 and nothing happened to him. Perhaps that particular man was supposed to live till 96 and he died at 76 and you think he has attained a good old age. What about the health issues and challenges that comes along the way? Such people are plagued with barrage of sicknesses and health challenges that limit their performance in life. Somebody that's supposed to be running at 120 kilometers per hour, now running at 80 and everybody's clapping. I don't know if you are getting me. Somebody that's supposed to be performing, the performance level of such an individual as designed by God is supposed to be at 120 kilometers. But this person is running at 80 and people are saying at least he's moving. I tell you, it's not moving. It is better it's not moving at all. If I buy a brand new 2018 BMW, you can't tell me on a very good express, not the kind of road that we have in Nigeria, the kind of road you see in Europe. You can't expect me on a highway to be driving at 80 kilometers per hour. It's not possible. It's not possible. The machine will tell you that you are not driving. Because as you are pressing in, the thing is responding. So you will have to move. Praise the Lord. They are not designed to run at 80. That's why they can't function here. When you buy such things here, you are giving yourself much trouble because they can't function. They can't function here. So you see, in life, when you take things that are not supposed to be in your body, you can't function. God has not designed your body to take these kind of things. It is the deception of the devil that makes people to go into it. Let me shock you. There are over 361 or thereabout chemicals in one cigarette that you smoke. And out of these, more than 97% of these chemical substances are harmful to the body. Time will not permit me. I would have started listing them and explaining each and every one of them to them. By the grace of God, I've been exposed to analyzing some of these chemicals. And I tell you, they are killing. And that is why the tobacco industry will always give the deception. But now they put a caution. Smokers are liable to die young. Even with that, people still smoke, believing that they will not die young. Yes, they may not die young, but they've died their destiny young. The destiny, the level of reigning that such a person is supposed to achieve can never be achieved. Praise the Lord. And on top of it, such a person is planning his way to hell. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Then we have the inhalants. Inhalants. People inhale household products such as glue, gum, air spray, lighter fluid. And you know the one that is now raining. If I say this, people will be irritated. But permit me to say it. Female sanitary pad is the raining thing now. Yeah. And I will explain. Use and unuse. So if you are here, you are a woman, dispose your sanitary things properly. Because there are guys and people out there that are looking for this. They will boil and drink the water. Yeah. It's disgusting. Forgive me, please. Pardon me. Okay, quickly, I will not go too much into that because it's not nice. But people are doing it. Do you know people sniff gutter water? You don't know? Yeah. Yes, okay, wait. You know what they sniff in soak away? Sulfur. Sulfur. And I tell you, sulfur is carcinogenic. No, carcinogenic substances are substances that cause cancer. They sniff. These are inhalants. Now, the one that we are going to, I purposely put this one last, is alcohol. Alcohol. Do you know that alcohol is a drug? It's a chemical substance that can be used as a drug. And this includes alcoholic wines, beer, gin, whiskey, vodka, rum, etc. You know, a typical beer contains between 4 to 8% of alcohol. Vodka contains between 40 to 95% of alcohol. Gin is between 36 to 50%. Whiskey is between 40 to 60%. Depending on what you want to drink, there's rum, there's blend. And there are so many of them. But I tell you, all of them lead to destruction. The Bible says, who is that person that has red eye? It is he that has tarried with a pot of wine. Wine is not for kings. Papa quoted a scripture yesterday. Proverbs, I can't remember. Said, wine is not for kings. There are certain things that are not required, they are not needed, they are not for kings. Praise the Lord. You want to reign in life, do you see royals going to beer parlor to go and sit down and be drinking? You know, the amazing thing now is that it is youth that you meet in beer parlor. You can't go to beer parlor, okay, God bless you, media. Proverbs 31, for it is not for king, O Lemuel, it is not for king to drink wine, nor for princes to drink strong drinks. I see you as a prince, I see you as a princess. These days, it's not only guys that drinks again. Ladies drinks also. Yeah. Ladies drink. Sometimes ago, I went to fix my car, a particular motor park area. As I was sitting, the mechanic was fixing, and I was watching. I saw some guys came, three of them, and they came with two ladies, and they started drinking. And I was observing. Before the guy finished his own bottle, the girl has emptied her own.
I said, ah, what kind of a girl is this? She has emptied her home. And the second bottle came, and I was washing, and she kept gulping the thing. I tell you, beer kills, alcohol kills.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are different kinds of drugs, and I'll quickly talk about the effect of this. Different drugs have different effects on the body and the health of the user. And I want you to know that all drugs are poisons, like I said earlier, but not all poisons are drugs. Abuse of drugs and substances affect the health of user primarily via three major routes. The central nervous system, that is, it damage the brain, just like marijuana and cocaine can twist some neurons and some wires in your brain, and the thing may not be able to come back again. Permanently damaged. You have the second part is damaging the internal organs, the liver, the kidney, you know, somebody having liver cirrhosis, kidney stones, and all sorts of things like that. And, you know, if somebody's kidney is gone and the person cannot get a kidney transplant, which costs a whole lot of money, then the person will be on dialysis. Dialysis is extremely expensive. And you know, you cannot, even if you have the money, you cannot perform optimally. Some years back, about 2 years ago, I was opportune to be at the nephrologist conference, National Nephrologist Conference, the whole nation, at Ife. And the nephrologists were saying something that even if you have a kidney transplant, your body cannot function optimally, no matter how much your body accepts the donor organ. It's possible the body will even reject the organ. Accept it after 3 months, something will happen, the body will throw the organ away and say, I don't want it again. And the person is back to square one. And you know, people kept drinking their liver away. Because beer and all these things damage your liver, damage the kidney, damage the internal organ, the pancreas, and several others. So there are several effects of this. And the third is, the third way is decrease in immunity. There are several other ways, but I'm just limiting myself to these three because of time. Decrease in immune system. You know, your immune system will go down to the point that the body cannot fight germs. Let me shock you. The way God designed our body is to be able to fight germs naturally. And that is why I want to encourage you, eat well. I'll be talking about that later. And build up your body so that your body can stand against attack. My time is almost up. So quickly, what are the second issue that are plaguing youth? I'm just rushing. I have so much here. Number two is sexual immorality. You know, sex is good and beautiful in the context of marriage. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, I think verse 4, say marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. Marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled. But I want you to know, a lot of our youth now are engaged in sexual immorality to the highest peak. Even the things that the people that are married cannot do, they are doing it. Yeah. If you know how much people have perverse sex, it's bad. And it's worse among the youth. You see, kids in secondary school, primary school, already knowing things that they are not supposed to, and doing things they are not supposed to do. And let me shock you, sex is originated by God and is designed for marriage and marriage only. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is estimated as of 2017 that there are cases of over 333 million cases of STDs was recorded worldwide. 333 million over that was recorded. That is the one that was recorded. And I know a lot of them will not be recorded, especially in countries like us, our own country, and in Africa, and in Southeast Asia. You know, the recording thing is in the developed countries. So a lot of these things happen here that are not recorded. And we still have over 300 million cases of such. And let me shock you. After normal illness, one of the things that kill most is STDs. STDs, syphilis, is recorded about 12 million cases, gonorrhea 62 million, chlamydia 89 million, human papillomas virus 80 million, HIV 15 million, with Africa coming second after Southeast Asia, and the youth leading in the generation, by generational age, the youth were leading the adult by 59.2% to 41.8%. Now, young people drink more beer than adults. Youth drink more beer. Youth also engage in sexual immorality more than adults. And that is why I said devil is deceiving a lot of youth because of the agility and the mobility that they have. And they think that doing certain things is easy. There is nothing like, I do am, I chop am. Nothing. Whatever a man sweat, that he shall reap. Seed time and harvest time shall never cease. So whatever you are sowing now in the days of your youth, if you don't reap now, you will reap in future. If God, by chance of mercy and chances, now escape you, children unborn can be partaker of seed that you are sowing. There are some drugs that you will take. It may not affect you. It may be the child that you... innocent child that is just coming his own. That will be the carrier of the evil. May you not be a carrier of evil in the name of Jesus. So the body of every woman is designed by God to function optimally for the actualization of the purpose and the destiny of that individual. But I tell you, devil has perverse. And the Bible is so clear about sexual immorality and sexual involvement. It is reserved and reserved solely for marriage. Can we turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3. The book of Ephesians. My time is almost up, so I'm just going to round up at this junction. Praise the Lord. By the way, some sheet of paper will pass across to us. Please, if you have questions or anything that you want to clarify after the second section, we are going to be having that. And I want to tell the Life Spring to please get ready for the administration after this. They are coming up. Praise the Lord. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh of saints. But fornication, why was fornication the first? Because that is the thing that plagued the youth. Praise the Lord. So watch out for this. Watch out. A lot of people that are involved in sexual immorality, they say, I will not get pregnant. I'm using contraceptive. Let me shock you. If you are using contraceptive when you are not supposed to be using contraceptive, as safe as the medical practitioner, we have these lovely people, some of them are here in our midst, as safe as they will tell you it is, they have their own side effects. They have their own side effect, especially when you are not using them the way you use them. And you cannot use them the way you will use them because you will not be bold enough to go and meet a medical practitioner, a single lady, and said, oh yeah, come and be educating me, or now I'm going to use contraceptive. You will be ashamed to do it. So you go and concord with somebody that doesn't know jack from Z, and it will give you what is not meant for your body, and you start taking poison. Though it's a drug, but it's a poison for your body. And a lot of people are doing that. Recently, I was opportune to counsel a lady. And while I was counseling her, I discovered that she took certain drugs that were contraindicated to her health condition. So it was affecting her health condition the more. I said, why did you take this? One pharmacist asked me to take. I said, did you tell the pharmacist this and this? Is she aware? Because if he's aware, he won't prescribe this. You will not be bold enough. There's one they call morning after pill. I know you know it. If I tell you some of the things that are involved in this, you will not go near them. Contraceptives gives so many side effects, mood changes, mood swing, depression, breast pain, tenderness, fungal infection, yeast, migraine, headache, cysts, ovarian cysts, irregular cycle, bleeding, changes in body weight, high or low blood pressure, and several of them. And it also, some contraceptive pills, especially those that contain estrogens and other things, has been found to create slight increase in the risk of breast cancer. So when you are taking some of these things and you don't know which one you are supposed to be taking, you are exposing yourself to higher risk of health. Also, women who take contraceptives for a very long period of time have been found to have higher risk of cervical cancer. There's always a slight, anything taken inappropriate or abuse will lead to destruction. May you not be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And also, maybe you are a guy, you are here. I say, after all, I'm a guy. I don't take contraceptives. I can be jumping up and down. As long as I protect myself, I can be doing the thing. Let me shock you. A study has shown that frequent sex or masturbation in young men increase the risk of prostate cancer. And every man has a prostate. There's no man that doesn't have prostate. So if you are there, you are jumping up and down, you are doing the thing by yourself, you are helping yourself to die early. That's the truth. These are truths. These are facts that have been established. Now, you know, that's why the Bible is so clear. It says, flee. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee from sex. As in, take off. Don't think about it, because you cannot think. Especially if you're a guy. You can't think. At that point, you cannot think. You can't think. Yeah, you can't think. Even once you are in the thing, you cannot think. No matter, be speaking fire with tongue. You can't think at that point. The fire will be burning, but the body will quench it. The fire is there. So the Bible is explicit. Look at it. The Bible put full stop. It's a statement. Full stop. Flee fornication. Simple. Full stop. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. The Bible made it clear, and it's so straight. So please stay awake. 1 Corinthians 6:9 also talk about that. Sexual immorality is a sin that a man does within and without the body. That is, you do it inside your body and outside. It is both. I pray that God will bless us in Jesus' name. I want you to know that your body is the temple of God, and as such, you should keep it. How to avoid this risk? These risks, how do we avoid them? So I will just run through them because my time is up. Number one is the fear of God and follow after God. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 3 talks about, Psalm 1 verse 3, Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3 talks about that. The fear of God. You follow after God, you fear God. Papa talked about it extensively yesterday. Number two is watch your association. I tell you, watch the people you move with. A lot of people that have been introduced to drug have been introduced to drug by association. Let me shock you. All those Nollywood and Bollywood and Hollywood, the people that you see, a lot of them are living miserable lives. Don't be cajoled and be deceived by the fantasy that they are portraying. They are not real. They are not real. They are not real. You know, while much younger, in secondary school, I love reading. So I used to read James Hadley Chase a lot. I read almost all the series of James Hadley Chase. So I started acting James Bond in my brain. Acting Detective Jack in my brain. And one day I asked myself, this thing is not real. It can't be real. They are fictitious. They are not real. Oh, you have read too much Miss Ambu. And you think your Prince Charming coming in coat of armor, shiny coat of armor. And Prince Charming is not going to come that way for you. So because of that, one boy that is loaded with HIV, syphilis, gonorrhea, everything is just pumping it into you. And you are accepting like that because you have read too much Miss Ambu and watched too much Hollywood and Bollywood. It doesn't work. And it cannot work that way. So I want you to understand that your body is the temple of God. Any man that cannot wait for marriage does not deserve you. That's the truth. And any woman that cannot wait till you pay her dowry does not deserve you. Yeah, as a young man, you must be able to say that. Tell the woman, until I pay your dowry, I'm not yours. You are not mine. Simple. Praise the Lord. If you are a guy, if you don't have self-discipline, like Papa have said yesterday, you can't go far. Turn to your neighbor, say, have self-discipline. Watch what comes into your body. That's number three. Not all that looks good is good for your body. Some things are good, but they are not good for your body. There are some food that are not good for your body. Do you know you can abuse food? Hello? There's food abuse. Yeah, there's food abuse. You drink Coca-Cola. Drink this one. I'm not against them. They are nice. But they are not all good. You know what? If you don't eat well, you cannot live well. What you eat is what you have. Be active. Be active. The less active people are more prone to sin and evil and more exposed to sicknesses and diseases. the less active people. Be engaged, be actively engaged, be productive. You are a youth, engage in productive habits. Number four, stay away from addictive substances. There are sometimes some substances that are addictive. Stay away from them. Caffeine is one of them. Caffeine is found in almost all these beverages that we take. How many of you know that Coca-Cola has caffeine? You don't know. Coca-Cola has caffeine. Good concentration, especially the Coke has it. Praise the Lord. I did my IT in Coca-Cola, so I know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Walk well, rest well. Walk well and rest well. Don't walk less and be sleepy. Or sleepless and walk. No. Walk well and rest well. Number seven is feed regularly on the word of God. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 21 to 22, that the word of God is health to those who find them. They are health to their soul. And number eight, where I'm going to stop. I have more, but I'm stopping because I've exceeded my time by 4 minutes already. Fast regularly. Fast regularly. You know, fasting helps detoxify the body. And there are different kinds of fasting that help to cleanse the body. Time will not permit me to talk about that, but if we have time during the question and answer period, I'll talk about that. I want you to know, drugs are created by God. There is no drug that is discovered by man that God did not have knowledge of it, because God did not want us to live in sickness. So God gives some people the wisdom to discover these drugs and some of these substances so that people can use them and be well in life. I pray for somebody that God will give you the grace to enjoy good and perfect health in the name of Jesus. The abuse of these things is what is wrong, not the use of them. The rightful use, the appropriate use, recommended dose, they are good. And I pray that God will bless us in the name of Jesus. Can we bow down our head as we pray to God tonight? I want you to talk to God.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.